News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a letter is special. A text message never creates the excitement a letter does. We're in an age of instant communication. Everything is abbreviated, instantaneous. Getting children to write letters is a wonderful gift. So wrote Dr. Richard Hogan, family psychologist and author of Home is Where the Start Is, writing in his regular column in The Examiner this week. He joins us now. Richard, why is the skill of letter writing, why is writing a letter so important?
Good morning, Shane. Good morning. Just think, yeah, it's so important. I watched my own children do it recently, and I just feel that we, as I said there, in the age of instant communication, where everything is abbreviated, everything is, an emoji, it's so important to sit down with your child and get them to write letters. And honestly, you know, we live in Dublin. My daughter's got a great friend, Ava Toohey, down in Cork, and they've been writing letters to each other over the summer. And honestly, I have to say,
and I read your piece, and I was really pleasantly surprised to hear. Your daughter's a teenager. I was really pleasantly surprised to hear that teenagers are actually writing letters to each other.
Yeah, I know. And honestly, over the years, you know, the excitement that Santa Claus brings to the family. I was watching the smile unfold in front of me when the letter arrived, you know, and reading the letter and seeing your name. And then I recalled myself, I came back to my own childhood, and I recalled when I was 15 and, you know, a girl wrote to me from Cushla down in Castle Gregory, the excitement that brought to me when I was 15. And what was actually incredible about it, Shane, when I put that column came out yesterday, the amount of messages I received from parents explaining how much their child loves writing letters and what it means to them, and for teachers writing to me as well about getting their children to the students to write letters and how the students love writing letters. It's such a, you know, it's a fading art form, and there's nothing more beautiful, I think, than going out to the post office and dropping a letter in it and then getting a message back from the person you wrote to. And also the spelling and taking time and slowing down. And I suppose when I was watching this unfold, I was listening to my daughter talking to Alexa. So it was like, you know, where the future and the past kind of like, you know, meet. Collide and intersect there.
I always think a good column is one that makes you kind of examine yourself. And I did that after reading your piece. And I was kind of thinking, well, you know what, I'm all for writing letters, but do I actually do it myself? And the conclusion I came to, letters of condolences, a short card to say thank you to somebody for something. Other than that, not a huge amount. I did, I have two aunts that I kind of write emails to the autumn. Does that count, sending an email? Is that the same thing? I mean, it is, I do write it in letter form. Am I overreaching here?
A little bit, Shane. Did you ever get excited with an email coming in?
No.
No, you don't.
I have 55,000 unread emails, so no. I think that answers that.
I'm about the same. And, I suppose when I was thinking about that column as well, it brought up, my wife, we were only talking about this last night. She has a big collection of our letters that we wrote when she was on a J1 back in 2003 to each other, when we were just starting out this fledgling relationship. And I have her letters to me, and she has her letters, and, you know, my letters to her. That, I mean, you're not going to keep those. How many of us have got emails from 2006?
I know.
You know what I mean? And so there's something very special about it. But for me, it's getting kids to slow down. You know, it's getting kids to take time to be thoughtful, to think about how to articulate themselves.
Okay. We're absolutely in agreement. We're in agreement on this. We're in agreement on having a teenage crush on Nina from 99 Love Balloons, who you reference in the piece as well. But are we two old fogies trying to put the genie back in the bottle?
Absolutely not. And that's what I got. That's what I thought when I wrote it. I was like, oh yeah, this is just your desire for a better time and all that. But the amount of parents who wrote to me said that my daughter was in the Gaeltacht this summer and she was away for 3 weeks, no technology. She wrote us a letter every 4 days and it was just so wonderful and she loved the process. Absolutely not. Kids love writing letters. They really do, you know, but they need instruction. They need a little bit of help with it. And I think that's what's so important, sitting down with your child and getting to write a letter to somebody, a friend of theirs or a pen. Remember pen pals? They were such an amazing thing to get a letter from someone in France or Switzerland or whatever. I think it's not like a desire for times past. It's actually such a beautiful thing to send a letter to somebody and to receive it, and you hold on to it and it's there forever, you know. I still find letters and books that I've read that I forgot about, that I put them in there, and it's such a lovely thing to see. Okay. You know, somebody pouring out their heart on a piece of paper, taking time in this age of incredible, instantaneous, abbreviated communication.
Yeah. You went for Shakespeare. I used to go for Smith's lines. That's how corny I was when I was writing letters back in the day. Listen, always great to chat to you. A rock of sense, as always, Dr. Richard Hogan, family psychotherapist, author of Home is Where the Heart, the Start Is, I should say. And you can read his, that's a brilliant column in The Examiner. Let us know. Do you write letters? Do you receive letters? Do you agree with Richard? Or do you think that genie has gone out of the bottle and we can't put it back? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.